Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Parks and Rec, it's the same type of feeling when you watch Parks and Rec as you watch Ted Lasso.
Yeah,
uplifting. They're winners in the show. Like, the people are good people. You can root for them. There's no one that you actually hate on the show. It's funny. It's sarcastic. My favorite thing about Ted Lasso is Jason Sudeikis is amazing as him. He has these little quips where he'll go on these runs. Like, for instance, today, the announcement for season two, I retweeted it. It says, new season starts today, and I'll be honest, I've got butterflies. But one great fact about butterflies is that they only show up when you care a lot about something, and they also taste with their feet. That's the thing. Like, it's the little anecdotes that Jason Sudeikis does as Ted Lasso. That's the charm of the show. He's so relentlessly optimistic. He wants to build up people. He makes you feel good watching the show. And you don't even have to buy Apple TV. Just do the free trial, man. Just do the free trial.
Okay.
Watch season one. See how you like it. If you like it, pay a couple bucks for season two. I cannot recommend this show enough. It was one of those where as soon as I watched it, I texted every single person in my life to watch it. And within 3 days, all of them were on board with it, too. It's got a 100% approval rating across the board. It's like Denzel. It's kind of like Giannis now. If I hear Ted Lasso slander around me, it's fight on sight. You're getting punched in the throat.
Mm-hmm.
So do not slander Ted Lasso around me. I'm just saying.
Okay, you've been pretty convincing there. So we might give it a shot.
And kids can watch it.
Okay, all right, cool. Well, we might get
and
Ted Lasso.
And it's not soccer heavy, so.
Okay, all right. So Ted Lasso, that is what everybody's talking about, and that season two premiered this weekend. All right, I'm really fired up tonight on HBO. It's going to be on HBO and HBO Max simultaneously at 8 o'clock. It's this Woodstock 99 documentary, and 99 was like a huge music year, big influence on like my youth. And I had the Woodstock 99 DVD. I'm sure a lot of you out there did as well. And this festival was completely different from the original Woodstock in that it was pretty much a disaster from the jump. Do you know about Woodstock 99?
I do know about Woodstock 99, yes.
So it was held in upstate New York like the original Woodstock. About 400,000 people attended. Oppressive heat. So that was the number. That was what kind of started like the downfall of this festival. Water was and sodas were $4.
Oh my god!
Yeah, yeah.
It's like Disney prices.
Yeah, yeah. There was a lot of violence. There was a lot of sexual assault, vandalism, particularly during Limp Bizkit's set. Trailers, buses, sound equipment, all destroyed. There were people. How do I put this lightly? There were people. Basically moshing and wading and diving in human feces because the porta potties had overflowed everywhere.
Oh my god.
Some of the big acts at Woodstock 99 were Rage Against the Machine, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Fatboy Slim, Metallica, Dave Matthews Band, Kid Rock, Moby, Korn, DMX, Jamiroquai. It's just to name a few. It was a huge festival. And it was the DVD was cool because it was just like one or two clips, like one or two songs from each person's set. And so that's like I had the DVD as a kid. And so then I just did like a big YouTube deep dive and looked at all this stuff. But this documentary is going to be good. I watched the trailer earlier today. It premieres tonight, 8 o'clock on HBO. And it looks like it's just going to be a good time of debauchery.
Speaking of Ted Lasso, Apple TV just sent me an email from Ted Lasso in his voice. Like, Jason Sudeikis wrote it, and he was like, come watch the show. It's the charm of the show, man. It's unbelievably charming.
Ted Lasso would not have attended Woodstock 99.
I don't think
so. It doesn't sound like
that would
be his vibe at all. But that's tonight, 8 o'clock on HBO. And then we got a new movie premiere this week, and I wanted to get to this with you. the new M. Night Shyamalan movie, Old. Now, for those of you unfamiliar, which why wouldn't you be? M. Night Shyamalan hasn't made a good movie in quite some time, but he did Sixth Sense, he did Signs, he did The Village,
Unbreakable. Split.
Yeah, he's done some really good movies.
He's also done some really bad movies.
Had a really great start to his career, and then something happened.
He thought that he was Kubrick.
Yes.
Or he thought he was Hitchcock.
Yeah, the whole point of his movies, there's always a twist, right? You know, I'm sure you remember at the end of Sixth Sense, I see dead people. Like, sorry, spoiler alert.
One of the best ever.
The movie's been out forever, so if you didn't know that, whatever. This movie right now, Old, has a 55% on Rotten Tomatoes. Now, I've actually heard people say, because one thing that I noticed, like, you follow a lot of film critics. I follow a lot of film critics on Twitter. One thing that I notice is they're all trying to be nice because they kind of like are like us in the sense that, man, this guy used to really, really be good at what he does. Like, he used to put out some awesome movies, and he's really trying here. Like, this one's got...
You're rooting for him.
Yeah,
you're like, come on, M. Night.
Yeah, this one's got some real potential. But the premise, there's going to clearly be a big twist at the end of this movie, but the premise from the trailer appears to be that... these people are on like a beach vacation or somewhere in this remote island, and they start rapidly aging.
It's like every hour is like 7 years or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, like every hour is like 7 years added to their life or something like that. And so they don't know why they're rapidly aging, and that's kind of the premise of the movie. There's probably some big twist at the end. And basically, that's kind of what most of the reviews have said, that like, it's kind of cool. Like, it starts out cool, and you're like, oh, this is weird. Like, these people are rapidly aging. What's going on? And then it just kind of ends with a dud.
It sounds like one I'll catch on streaming.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm kind of intrigued.
I'm intrigued for sure.
I doubt I'll go see it in theaters.
I like the cast.
Okay, so ranking the M. Night Shyamalan movies, can you give me a top five?
Oh, off the top of my head?
Yeah.
I mean, The Sixth Sense has to be number one. Signs probably number two. Unbreakable is probably number three. I really dig The Visit. I'd probably put The Visit in the
top
five. No, The Visit.
What's The Visit?
When it's the kids that go to their grandparents' house. Dude.
Oh, I didn't know he directed that.
Dude.
That's a good one,
too. It's a good movie. Yeah,
I like that one. That one's scary.
Number four, I'd probably put Split. So I'd probably put two of The Unbreakables in there. And then, like the two big twists, and then The Village.
Did
and then
he
the
direct
Visit.
The Visit?
Did I think he did. Am I speaking out
look
of turn
that,
here?
Look that up real quick, because that movie was low-key kind of scary.
Yeah, M. Night Shyamalan, 2015.
Yeah, the grandma.
That was like his comeback. He was like, I'm back, baby.
The grandma in that is
creepy.
Yeah.
The realization of the end of that movie, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
it's uncomfortable.
That one was good. He actually did a really good job on that.
Yeah.
I've got a special place in my heart for Signs, just for whatever reason. When it came out, how old I was younger. Like, it just I really liked that movie. Joaquin Phoenix, Mel Gibson, like that one was really good. I love The Village.
I like the Village.
Brody, Bryce Dallas, like The Village is cool.
Not
it's
bad.
Got a really, really cool twist that you didn't see coming. I put Sixth Sense in the top five, and I guess I would go. You know, I'll be honest. I'm not gonna put it in the top five, and it's a bad movie.
Don't you dare say Airbender.
No.
Okay.
I was gonna say, I like post-apocalyptic kind of stuff, and
The Happening right now?
The first.
Oh my God!
The first 30 minutes of The Happening were fun. Okay, when it started turning into like the whole nature is attacking us, it got weird.
Calm down
over there, all right? Okay, listen. When it was the like, what's happening? Post-apocalyptic, like craziness. It was cool. And then when it was like the trees are killing us, it was weird. But
It's a great bad movie to watch.
It's a great bad movie to watch.
It's a ton of fun.
It's not as bad as most people
think. If one of your friends have never seen it and just build it up and be like, this is the best movie I've ever seen in my life, and just throw it on and just watch their reactions to it. Because they'll have the same face that Mark Wahlberg had the entire time.
Absolutely. So, okay, so that's some stuff for you to watch this weekend. If you want to go to the movies, new M. Night Shyamalan movie, Old, is in theaters. There's also the new G.I. Joe spinoff, Snake Eyes, but that's getting horrible reviews. And then the Ted Lasso, which Connor talked about, and then the Woodstock 99 documentary on HBO tonight at 8 o'clock. Some stuff to watch this weekend along with the Olympics. When we come back, I'm going to talk to Jeff Calkins. We'll probably talk about this Texas-Oklahoma story, which isn't going away, and whatever the hell else comes to mind. That's coming up next. You're listening to The Gary Parris Show. Bennett Doyle filling in for GP today. I got Connor Dunning here in studio with me, and we're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. An Odyssey station.
What makes one head of lettuce better than another? At Kroger, we take scrutinizing freshness to a whole new level, where only the best of the best will do. That means not every leafy green leaves the field, and not every grape makes the grade. So when you shop Kroger, you know it's not just fresh, it's fresher than fresh. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
For the perfect summertime snack, take home some delicious, juicy Northwest red cherries. They're just $1.97 a pound with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
For the ones who get going when the going gets tough. And the ones who know we're tougher together. For the pathfinders breaking new ground. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as fast access to experts and 24/7 customer support. Because we know you have people depending on you, so you can always depend on us. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the world is throwing everything it has at you, and to succeed, you need someone to guide you through. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the tech advice to help you navigate whatever challenges you're up against and get you safely to where you want to be.
Call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. And do more with modern devices and Windows 10 Pro.
As summer heats up, so does the sports betting action at BetMGM. Sign up now using bonus code WRIGHT, W-R-I-G-H-T, and your first wager is totally risk-free up to $600. Place your bets on all the exciting showdowns in MLB and MLS, as well as more sports from around the globe. When you register with BetMGM, you'll also get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials on big games. From breathtaking goals to colossal home runs, the King of Sportsbooks takes every play to a whole new level of excitement. Simply download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code WRIGHT, W-R-I-G-H-T, to get back up to $600 on your very first wager. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older. Must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
It's time to trade up to a Kia sales event at Gossett Kia on Covington Pike. Get up and go in a 2021 Kia Rio, 41 MPG highway, 0% and $239 a month. 2021 Kia Forte, 0% and $268 a month. And get all-weather rugged and ready in 2022 Seltos, $334 a month. Plus, peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Get top dollar for your Kia trade today and trade up at Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, or shop online 24/7 at KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J, and he'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All $29.99 due at signing. Rio Forte 60 months at 0%. Rio ME 40316, MSRP 17315. Forte ME 379469, MSRP 19040. Seltos N724718, 66 months at 1.9%. MSRP 24110. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 must finance with KMF or low APR. Excludes tax filing license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 8/2/2021. Dealer stock only.
Back to the Gary Parris Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins, now and every day around 5 p.m.
Welcome back to the Gary Parris Show. It is GP's producer, Bennett Doyle, filling in today. The old trailer's on right now. I see it, Connor. And it It looks intriguing. Maybe I'll go check it out. Who knows?
Man.
Yeah, it's got a good cast. Right now, I'm joined by my columnist, your columnist, the city's columnist. It is Jeff Calkins, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. You can listen to him here on this station every single morning at 9 a.m. Read him over at the Daily Memphian. Jeff, what's going on?
Well, I'm on the horns of a dilemma.
What's going on?
Here's the dilemma. What to watch tonight? I know you have this segment.
Yes,
on TV? Have you figured out what you're going to put there yet?
Yes. So we've kind of. I'm watching this Woodstock '99 documentary tonight on HBO. See, the thing is, for me, it's
Literally going with everything that's actually breaking and on tonight. You're going to watch a Woodstock '99 documentary?
Yeah, because it's got a special place in my heart. I was telling Connor, I used to have the DVD, and this is like back before like social media is a big thing. Like it was when like MySpace was huge. And I had the DVD, and it was one of my favorite DVDs when I was younger.
What is it? It's like they did Woodstock again in 99?
Yeah, they did Woodstock again in 99, did it in upstate New York again, and it was a huge disaster.
Who played?
A lot of heavy metal bands, Metallica, Kid Rock, Korn, DMX played, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Rage Against the Machine, Dave Matthews Band. It was kind of a Willie Nelson play. Like there, it was a Jamiroquai. It was a different... A lot of different.
And you've seen this documentary before, and you're
No. The DVD that I had was just basically like a compilation of performances from Woodstock '99. So like, if you go watch like a concert video on YouTube, like the equivalent of that, just like a compilation.
And this is a real documentary. And is it dropping today, as they say?
It's dropping tonight on HBO at 8 o'clock. And basically, this whole thing was a disaster from the jump. It was like one of the worst ideas ever. There was a lot of bad things that happened at this festival. It was super hot, and people didn't have anywhere to really go. The porta potties were overflowing. There was sexual assault, vandalism. Like a lot of bad stuff happened.
Sounds like a rollicking good time, huh? Sounds like a great watch. Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely. I will say a couple things. One is, whenever I look at pictures or videos of the original Woodstock. Or really anything in history, let's take the original Woodstock. It makes me feel so wistful because those people look like you'll see a dude with a woman on, you know, like piggyback, right? You know,
yep.
Whatever. And they just look so young and full of hope and beautiful, right?
Yeah.
And you just know that, like, I old pictures like wig me out for this reason, because you know, like that some of these people have died.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones who aren't have died. They're old and crinkly now, and whatever
right.
else. And it's just this moment in time. Whenever I see pictures, whatever, even old Civil War pictures where they're sitting there posing for the thing, you think, my God, those people lived and breathed and had troubles and everything else, and now they're dust. And I don't know, old pictures wig me out that way. So, your mention of Woodstock conjured up how I always feel when I see video of the 60s and how vibrant and young these people all looked in the 60s. Now, the horns of my dilemma, though,
yes,
is I had not even considered this wonderful film about sexual assault and overflowing porta potties.
Yep.
Because I have three other choices.
Yep, let's go. What are
they? One, the Olympic opening ceremony. I like opening ceremonies. I don't watch them, you know, religiously, and obviously this one's a little bit different, but you got the Parade of Nations. You got what kind of, you know, magical gizmos they'll conjure up in the stadium. You got the ceremonial moment of a opening ceremony. And so I kind of like opening ceremonies. I've been myself to opening ceremonies. And so I'm tempted to watch the opening ceremony.
I'm definitely going to have that on. There's no doubt.
On the other hand, how much do you know about what happened in the opening ceremony, by the way, as we talk right here now? Do you know what happened?
I know who
lit the torch.
Literally, that's all I know, that Naomi Osaka lit the torch. And I know that, like,
spoiler alert.
I'm so sorry, everyone, that the Japanese Olympian who's super famous lit the torch. I heard that, and then obviously the dude from Tonga that like smeared.
I don't know anything. Oh, the bare chested dude.
The
bare chested
dude. Yeah, he was back, and so that's making the rounds as well.
All right. Well, I don't know anything much about it. So anyway, that's one. Two is Ted Lasso, which is, you know, as I've said before, it's one of my. It's vaulted up into the ranks.
Yep.
One of my favorite all time shows. partly because I have very few shows, but so charming, wonderful, funny.
We just talked about it. Yep.
Just the best.
Yeah, Connor convinced me that I need to watch it.
Just a great. Oh, you haven't seen it?
I haven't seen it. I don't have Apple TV.
Oh, my God, it's so good. No, well, that's the problem. I would not have paid for Apple Plus. I guess that's what it is. But I had a free. I had a new iPhone, and it came with my new iPhone.
Okay, that makes sense.
But it's tremendous. I hate to like oversell something because that's how you render something to be not tremendous. Is you tell someone it's great, and then they go in thinking it's great, and you've raised expectations too high. But it's really good. So that's the second one.
Okay.
But then, and I don't think many people in Memphis have this dilemma. I've got the NHL draft tonight. My beloved Buffalo Sabres have not only just have the number one pick, they have traded for the 13 pick, and they could trade away Jack Eichel tonight and get other picks. And so, crazily enough, the thing I'm going to watch tonight is the NHL draft.
No, I don't blame you. I think it's going to air on ESPN, isn't it? Like
ESPN or is it ESPN 2? They did a terrible job with the expansion, the Kraken's expansion. Nice uniforms that Kraken have. But
I like
them
too.
A terrible job with the expansion draft because they, instead of having people make their expansion picks in real time the night of the draft, it was done previously, and they all leaked out. So there was literally no suspense.
No.
So that was hideously done. But anyway, it did remind me that I was talking to Chris Harrington today about we were naming the 86 Red Sox, and we could both name off the starting lineup for the 86 Red Sox. And it reminded me that now we're so segmented and so busy that you just pick your passion. You know, mm-hmm. You pick the things that you immerse yourself in, and maybe it's, you know, Premier League soccer or maybe whatever it is. But you can't do everything. You know, I don't really do much baseball anymore, honestly. But I do, you know, I do hockey. Hockey's one of the things I still do.
Do you not subscribe to multiple screens? And I'm not even talking about multiple TV screens. I've got one TV.
I can barely turn on my own screen.
Okay.
One TV screen.
Okay, because see, I do what I do, and I post the pictures all the time. Shout out to Xfinity. But I do the TV, and then I have my laptop and the iPad as well. Like, I go with kind of like the trifecta, especially when it comes to sports. And if there's a lot of sports going on at once, like, that's...
I think I'm easily distracted. Like, if someone... I'm someone, by the way... If I'm watching something at home, whatever it is, and someone's trying to talk to me at the same time, I can't do it. I mean, I have to hit pause, and then you can talk to me. But I can't. I'm not a multitasker. But anyway, a lot of choices to be made tonight. A
lot of choices.
I wish you all luck with your choices as you make them, wherever you may be.
Okay, so you had a story today in the Daily Memphian about this whole Texas-Oklahoma situation. Basically, The headline is Memphis should be rooting for the end of the Big 12. Now, I had Jeffrey on in the opening segment, and we kind of talked about this, and I'll let you make your point, but I couldn't agree more. Like, if you're Memphis, it seems like the better play is to hope this whole thing dissolves as opposed to, hey, we want to get there because that's the next step for us, right?
I think theoretically, and obviously it looks like this Oklahoma-Texas thing is happening, so... Theoretically, I guess if you could say what is the ideally best thing that could happen, theoretically the best thing that could happen is that Memphis, Cincinnati, UCF, and BYU, or pick your four teams, but Memphis is one of them, would join the remnants of the Big 12 and be in the Big 12. And that would not be the same as the Big 12 that they wish to be in with Texas and Oklahoma, but... You're playing Oklahoma State. You're playing Kansas. You're mm-hmm. playing Kansas State. It would be better. You know, it would be better than where they are now. So theoretically, that is what the absolute best outcome is. But it doesn't appear there's much chance that is the outcome for two reasons. One is it's unclear that Big 12 is even going to get a TV contract for reasons that we don't need to go into right now. But the bigger reason is it doesn't appear that Memphis would be, if that's the way it goes, if the remnants of the Big 12 do try to add teams, it doesn't appear that Memphis would be one of the teams that would be added. Memphis should certainly take a run at it. Memphis should explain why they're worthy and all of that. But it doesn't appear that Memphis would be one of those teams. If you look at Pete Thamel's piece over at Yahoo, he rattles off a whole bunch of teams, and none of them are Memphis.
Okay, can you explain why that is? Because I think that, like, that's kind of what's I've had people asking me that, and frankly, I don't really understand it myself. I mean, if I am a Memphis football fan, and as a Memphis fan, like, I would sit, if I'm playing devil's advocate, I would sit here and say, well, look at what we've done with our facilities. Look at the crowds that we've had specifically at football. You look at game day, you look at that crowd they had for that SMU game. Football crowds have been better. Why not Memphis over some of these other schools?
We talked a little bit about this yesterday.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm not saying that Memphis is.
I know you're not. I know you're not. But Memphis, Pete Thamel is, and other people are. Yeah.
That there seems to be a substantial risk they would not be picked, and I think the reasons would be, okay, let's just say they expand by four teams.
Yes.
All right, and you, Memphis fan, I mean, you know everything about all the good things about Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let you pick. Who do you want? Do you want UCF or Memphis?
I want Florida. Yes. No, I mean, yeah, I want UCF because I want Florida. Yep.
And now I'll keep going. Who do you want? Do you want Cincinnati or Memphis?
I mean,
come on. There's literally no one except you, a Memphis fan, who would pick.
Fine. Cincinnati. Okay. Yep.
And I mean, I hate to say it, like, and so then you need some glamour. You need some, you know, whatever. Who do you want? BYU or Memphis? I think you want BYU. Come on, man. Like, BYU just won a national title, you know, in football.
Okay. Who else?
So then it comes down to the fourth team. And could Memphis be that team? Sure. They could. But if you have a choice of Memphis or Houston or Boise State, or I mean, the damnedest thing was they mentioned USF in order to have two. Pete Thamel's piece.
That is insane to me. My God.
It's just
we've seen that. We've seen that before with the Big East. Yeah.
But the point is that, listen, if you're Memphis, wouldn't you prefer? We've seen how Memphis has gotten screwed before. Didn't make the last 11 the last time the Big 12 was going to expand. When Memphis was trying to get an NFL team, beaten out by Jacksonville, for God's sakes. Like, isn't it, and this is my point in the column, which you can read at the Daily Memphis Fan, isn't it safer to just say, rather than risk that, which is Memphis might be left out and lose Cincinnati and lose UCF to the Big 12, wouldn't it be better if the Big 12 just blew up? I mean, screw the Big 12.
100%.
The Big 12, which shafted Memphis last time, which is now getting its karma here. Karma's a bitch. And the Big 12 just dissolved, in which case the AAC, which has been trying to expand, obviously we knew they were trying to add Boise State at one point, trying to expand, they then pick off the best remaining Big 12 teams, and then Memphis is in a better situation than they are today. Not dramatically. They're still in the American Athletic Conference, but the Big 12 has gone, and now the AAC is enhanced with more teams, better teams, and has a little bit of an argument for stability. And I do think that's one of the arguments that the AAC has over the Big 12. Like, okay, you go join the Big 12. For what? Like, until you blow up again? Like, the Big 12 has shown no history of stability. So I think there's an argument there. But my point is that's just the safer, better way for it to go for Memphis. I suppose you can imagine a world where Memphis is one of the teams that's invited to this new reconstituted and diminished Big 12. But you can also imagine a world, maybe even more vividly, where Memphis is left out and screwed. And so the better result, the safer result, is that the Big 12 just go the hell away, and the AAC can expand, pick up the pieces, and Memphis will be in a better place.
And you've seen, like, a little, like, there's going to be a ton of posturing, it feels like, with these other schools, these remaining schools. Like, you've seen a little bit today. You've seen Kansas reportedly reached out to the Big Ten and stuff like that. That's kind of like, I mean, what happens with West Virginia there all the way over here, like, away from all these other schools? It is interesting to see how that's going to play out with the Big 12 because they had their conference call yesterday without Texas and Oklahoma on it, just to kind of figure, well, what are we going to do? You know, what are we going to do going forward? But it does kind of feel like that it's At least as of right now, there's a little bit of an every man for himself deal starting to kind of go on with them.
Well, ultimately, it's always every man for yourself.
Yep.
And that's true. Like someone, I was talking to a university administrator yesterday from an unnamed whatever, just someone who's been in college athletics, and they were saying, listen, Memphis should call Cincinnati and UCF and say, all for one, one for all, let's make a pitch. And I agree with that. Like, that would be great. Except the truth of the matter is, if the Big 12 wants UCF and Cincinnati, doesn't want Memphis, you think Cincinnati's going to stay, no, we're only going in if Memphis is going with
us. No, of course not.
Every man for himself. Like, in the end, in every one of these decisions, it's every school for itself. And that's what you're seeing here. And it's really kind of brutally ugly behavior. You know, I mean, it's literally just the pursuit of money. It's insecurity. It's like, it's just, it's very unattractive from our universities and our institutions of higher education that, you know, you drop a dollar on the ground and they all just dive
of course
on it,
yeah.
trying to get it, steal the dollar away from each other. But that's what's happening.
Yeah. Real quick before I get you out of here, you were talking about the Olympics earlier. Opening ceremonies air tonight on NBC in primetime. And I gave Connor five reasons why you should be paying attention to the Olympics and five big storylines as we begin the Olympics. And I didn't even realize this. Like, we talk about how awesome Simone Biles is. You know, she's only four medals away from being the most decorated Olympian in history.
That's stacking up the most medals?
Yes.
Is that it? So Phelps has the most now? Is that right?
Yes. I'm sorry. Four medals to be the most decorated gymnast in Olympic history.
Oh, yeah. Not, I was gonna say.
But,
okay.
But still, no. I mean, that's massive. I mean, you think about all the great gymnasts that have come through Team USA.
She's obviously the star here.
She's the star. I think it's her and Ledecky and individual stuff, right?
When you think about your Olympic memories, what are the ones that, like, leap to mind?
Yeah, Michael Phelps, obviously. I can't think of her. Marion, what was her name?
Mary Lou Retton?
No. The track and field.
Flo Jo? Marion Jones? Is that her name? Was Marion?
Yes.
She clearly leaps immediately to your mind.
Right,
yeah, no.
Right,
no. I forgot what the hell she did.
Yeah. Slipping my mind a little bit.
How about Michael Johnson? Do you remember?
Yeah,
Michael
Johnson, of course. I mean, as far as like non-Team USA, Usain Bolt, right?
Bolt.
Those are all recent ones. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to go back a little bit.
You'll only remember.
I'm not that young.
I go back, and of course, some of these are winter. Of course, I mean, I certainly remember, you know, Kerrigan and Al Harding and all that stuff. But I mean, I still remember Dorothy Hamill, for God's sakes, and I do remember Mary Lou Retton. Mary Lou Retton is the first person to win a gold medal in gymnastics for the U.S. It was on the vault. So I remember that. There was Carrie Strug, I think, is probably one of my most stick in the landing with her sprained ankle or whatever was wrong with her.
Yeah.
When she stuck the landing and won the gold for the U.S. in gymnastics. That was certainly a big one. But I probably my earliest one that I remember is the former Rhodes administrator, Dave Waddell, in Munich. It's great to watch it. Like, it's still great to watch it. Dave Waddell comes back. He's wearing his baseball cap. He's wearing his little painter's cap.
Mm-hmm.
And he has an incredible kick to win gold. And I don't know what the hell it was, the 15, I mean, it was some long ass race.
Munich was the hostage situation, right?
Munich was the hostage situation.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that movie, Munich?
I have not seen
it's
the
good.
Movie. Good.
It's good. You'd like it. Yeah. It's good. They did a good job of kind of retelling that story.
I mean, I love the Olympics. It's hard not to be cynical about them now. But you know what? There's, in the end, the thing that doesn't make you cynical is the athletes. And the athletes and the performances and all that's real and all of that's incredibly vivid. And people have spent a lifetime working for these moments. And so that part of it should be a lot of fun.
You know, it is too kind of fun that it's – I was just kind of looking at their schedule and how it's going to work. And you're actually going to be able to watch some of these events. Like, it is kind of fun, the fact that you'll be able to wake up super early and watch some stuff, or watch some stuff super late. Like, because of how off we are.
Oh, it's going to be on all the time. I mean, that's the thing. When the Olympics ends, my general experience is you wonder, okay, what am I going to watch now? Like, because it's on. The Olympics is on 24 hours a day.
Yes.
You know, and 17 different channels, it feels like.
Right.
And so you can watch anything at any time. You can watch real drama, people competing. And there's no question. You can watch really early. You can watch super late. And when it ends, it's going to be like, okay, well, that was good company for 2 weeks.
Yeah, and what do you watch the most? Like, track and field, gymnastics, basketball, soccer.
I haven't experienced most of these lately on TV. I've been there. And so it's just been a different thing for me. I tend to be someone who watches whatever the mainstream broadcast is.
Yeah.
I flip on the NBC broadcast. I'm not someone who's, but I'll flip around. I'll have it on a bunch, and I'm a scroller on TV. I don't go looking for things. I don't like look up what's where and then go find it. I just scroll.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure I'll end up watching some obscure whatever, but I'm also sure that America will mostly watch gymnastics, swimming, track and field, and beach volleyball. That's what we will get the most of. I'm quite confident. Gymnastics and track and field, because those are sort of the signature things. Beach volleyball, because it's beautiful people in bathing suits, and America has turned. It turns out we love that. You know, we love that sport. But that's what we will see the most of. We'll see some basketball, but not really. Like, the basketball won't be highlighted.
Right.
Softball certainly won't be highlighted. We're gonna watch those. Swimming, track and field, the two racings. You know, one is 1 week, one is the other, and then and gymnastics and. And beach volleyball. That is what they will, I say, shove down your throat. But the truth of the matter is, we've shown that that's what we want. So that's what they'll show.
Sure,
us.
Sure. All right, man. Well, good luck to your Sabres tonight. I believe you and my father-in-law will be the only two people in the city of Memphis glued to the television. Who we want number one?
Owen Power is the number one pick. He's more of a. I hope he's not an Anthony Bennett, but he's not a consensus. There's no, like, superstar in this draft.
Oh, great.
But Owen Power is the consensus, and if the Sabres pick someone else, I just don't have any confidence that they're smarter than everybody. You know what I mean? Like, it will be good. If they pick someone else, like William Eklund, of course, who you know is from Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
Very familiar. I don't – or Matty Beniers from Michigan.
Oh,
I don't have
Matty.
Complete confidence that they know more than the consensus. So I'd like them just to take the consensus best player, who is supposed to be Owen Power from Mississauga and the University of Michigan.
I like it. Go Sabres.
See ya.
All right, man. That was Jeff Calkins of the Jeff Calkins Show and the Daily Memphian. Make sure to go read his story over at dailymemphian.com that he wrote about what Memphis's interest should be as far as this whole Big 12 SEC situation goes with Texas and Oklahoma, what it means for the future of the Big 12 and the future of the Memphis football program. Go check that out, dailymemphian.com, and we will be back in just a second. Bennett Doyle in studio today for GP. Got Connor Dunning here with me. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN and Odyssey Memphis proudly support the 2021 Church Health Giving Day. All day on Tuesday, July 27th. Help us by becoming a champion and join hundreds of others who give to church health. Committed, compassionate, and ensuring quality health care to those in need. Donate through the link at 92.9ESPN.com or help out today through churchhealth.org. 92.9 FM ESPN cares about Memphis and the Mid-South community.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, who is a 7-time world champion and the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So yeah, the barbecue is great at Memphis Barbecue Company. That goes without saying, but did you realize Memphis Barbecue Company is way more than just barbecue? They have a full menu for everybody to enjoy. Salads, burgers, sandwiches, fried catfish, grilled salmon, grilled chicken, chicken tenders, incredible smoked wings I promise you, even if you don't dig barbecue, you'll dig something on the menu, which you can find at memphisbbqco.com. That's memphisbbqco.com. Memphis Barbecue Company, it's located at 709 DeSoto Cove from Memphis. It's easy. Just take 55 south to the Goodman Road exit. Get off, go right. You can see it from the interstate. You can dine in 7 days a week or schedule a pickup order online at memphisbbqco.com. That's Memphis Barbecue Company on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
Start your engines, Mid-South. Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike is ready for the Enjoy Your Summer Style sales event. Get plenty of pulling power and more standard features than Mazda CX-5 and Ford Escape in your new 2022 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross, $229 a month. And hit the road in a 7-passenger 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander. We Gossett at $259 a month. All powered by our stellar 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So don't miss the Enjoy Your Summer Style sales event at Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 500 military rebate, 750 loyalty rebate, 48 months, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage. Outlander NZ016672, MSRP 29480, Cross NC003186, MSRP 27725. Includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 7/31/2021. Dealer stock only.
Entertainment is back at the Fitz. On Saturday, July 17th, the Fitz welcomes Jazz and Jokes, hosted by Prescott. One fantastic night with the Memphis Kings of R&B, Bird Williams, Gerald Richardson, and Jerome Chisholm, and the Memphis Kings of Comedy 4, Oscar P. and Bryant Mouthpiece Hannah. Tickets start at just $20. Get them at the Fitz or through Ticketmaster. Hotel packages with a room and two tickets start at just $169. Jazz and Jokes at the Fitz. Luck lives here.
Must be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-522-4700.
Summer in Memphis is hot and humid. Match that with an inefficient air conditioner, and that equals less comfort inside your home and higher utility bills. Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. If you're frustrated with your current HVAC system, then let us give you a free estimate to make you and your family more comfortable this summer. Right now, Choate's and Carrier are offering 60 months no-interest financing on select Carrier HVAC systems. If you're not ready to purchase a new system yet and need Freon to get you through the summer, then go to our website for our half-off 1 pound of Freon coupon. If your system hasn't received a maintenance yet, Choate's is also offering their $20.99 AC tune-up. So turn to the experts with Choate's and call 347-8086 today to take advantage of these specials. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Hey, it's Jason Smith, and Starting Stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Fisher is different? How? Don't you just ride the wave?
Nope. We actively manage client portfolios based on our forward-looking views of the market. In times like these, we understand that clients want proactive communication and guidance.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No. We get to know our clients so we can tailor their portfolios to their specific goals and needs. We even offer resources on Social Security, Medicare, tax efficiency, and more. Our primary goal is to help them achieve a comfortable retirement.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions, right?
No, we don't sell commission products. Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, the highest standard for a financial advisor. It means we're there for our clients and always put their interest first.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep. Our fees are transparent, structured so we do better when our clients do better. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you are switching to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly different money management.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
For the ones who get going when the going gets tough. And the ones who know we're tougher together. For the pathfinders breaking new ground. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as fast access to experts and 24/7 customer support. Because we know you have people depending on you, so you can always depend on us. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So we got another big weekend full of stuff to watch. We were talking about it in the last segment, specifically on Peacock. I've become a huge fan of Peacock over the past few months. It's not only your one-stop shop for the big games over the next few weeks, but they have tons of great hit TV shows and movies as well. I told you about Dr. Death earlier this week. They've got brand new super fan episodes of The Office that just dropped, all the Harry Potter movies, tons of really good true crime documentaries, and so much more on Peacock. And the best part is, if you're an Xfinity Internet customer, you get Peacock Premium absolutely free of charge with your Xfinity Internet subscription. So take advantage of that now. We're going to finish Dr. Death tonight. I will report back Monday with my final review. And another great reason why it pays to be an Xfinity Internet customer, they've got the fastest speeds to power all the devices in your home at once. And this gig speed Wi-Fi only from Xfinity, it is an absolute game changer. And you're more than likely eligible right now because Xfinity is on the nation's largest gig speed network. So when you call them, be sure to ask about that gig speed Wi-Fi and also how you can get a free voice-controlled Flex 4K streaming box as well to hold all your favorite apps like Peacock, Netflix, YouTube, HBO Max, Disney Plus, and more all in one place on your TV. And again, if you want the fastest internet out there, you can only get that now from Xfinity. To get started, call 1-800-XFINITY, visit Xfinity.com, or you can drop into a local Xfinity store today for more details.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Welcome back to the Gary Parrish Show. Bennett Doyle filling in for GP today. I got Connor Dunning here in studio with me. GP is going to be back on Monday. He is on a much-needed vacation right now. And real quick, a few things I wanted to get to. First, I want to give a huge shout-out to Blind Bear. Blind Bear Speakeasy, downtown Memphis. They came through today, brought us some lunch to the studios. If you've never been to Blind Bear, awesome place to go and have some drinks downtown, get some food. The one thing that I've noticed about their food is they put crawfish on, like, everything.
Yes.
And, like, anything that you add crawfish to makes it a million times better. They had crawfish bisque. Yes. They had, like, a crawfish, like, risotto dish. They had, like, crawfish on the burger. They had, dude, it was incredible. Their burgers are insane.
I'm taking leftovers home.
I'm going to take some leftovers home, too. Blind Bear, 1199 South Main Street downtown. And right now over at GetMyPerks.com/Memphis, we've got half off two Blind Bear, limited quantity of these. So you definitely want to get on that now. That is at GetMyPerks.com/Memphis. We've also got the link over at 929ESPN.com. So shout out to Blind Bear for coming through today and making my lunch a little bit better. And then also... we talked a little bit earlier this week about Team Thad at Peach Jam. They were able to make Peach Jam this week, and Gary talked about it. We had Norton Hurd on, program director of Team Thad, and kind of a bummer. It came out yesterday or earlier this morning. Team Thad had to forfeit both of their 17-under games at Peach Jam due to COVID issues. And so they're not going to be able to move on in Peach Jam. That's just a bummer. Gary even hinted on this. Like, you obviously want to be careful. But the way they had this whole thing kind of set up where they were testing these kids every single day, it was kind of setting up for a disaster from the beginning. You had some of the bigger players in the Peach Jam having to sit out. And so just kind of a lame deal from the beginning, so we feel bad for Team Thad because I think those guys were about to make some serious noise at Peach Jam. And then the other thing was lost in all of this was also SEC Media Days this week.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
surprise.
We just got to quit talking about all this stuff with this Texas-Oklahoma news. There was a preseason media poll that we typically talk about this time of year with who's going to win the SEC this year. I don't think much of a surprise. The first place votes, most of them went to Georgia in the East to win the SEC East. Florida came in second place with 7 first place votes, Kentucky in third with 2 first place votes, followed by Missouri, then Tennessee, South Carolina, and Vandy at the bottom of the East. In the West, no surprise, Alabama projected to win the SEC West with 130 first place votes. Texas A&M behind them with 1. LSU behind them with 1. And Ole Miss got 1 first place
vote
as well. So did Arkansas, too. And then Mississippi State's Auburn's ahead of Arkansas. Mississippi State expected to finish last in the SEC East. And then, Connor, your SEC champion this year. Any want to take any guess, any stab at that?
If I had to put my life savings on it, I'm going with Alabama.
You're correct, sir. The University of Alabama, 84 first-place votes, followed by Georgia, 45 first-place votes. And then a couple schools got a vote to win the SEC. Ole Miss, A&M.
Who voted for Ole Miss?
Florida, Kentucky, and South Carolina.
Oh, come on.
Someone picked South Carolina to win the SEC this
year. Get out of here. Get out of my face. Like, take away that person's
vote. That's trolling. Come on.
That's like the NBA votes when they give it to, like, some random guy for, like, MVP, and you're like, come on. Like, get out of here. Like, Derrick Rose got an MVP vote this year.
Right.
What are we doing?
Yeah, that's just lame. I mean, if you could give me, like, any kind of legitimate argument why South Carolina is going to win the
SEC.
There's no argument. Stop. Just stop. Okay, so that is the SEC preseason media poll again. Georgia projected to win the East. Bama projected to win the West. And your SEC champion, the University of Alabama. When we come back, we're going to do dinner to go and get out of here. This is the Gary Parrish Show. Bennett Doyle filling in for GP today. I got Connor Dunning here in studio with me. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's the summer of sports on 92.9 FM ESPN with KJZ, the Jeff Calkins Show.
Like, they're both magnificent players.
The Jason and John Show.
Kevin Harlan.
We're thrilled to be doing the Grizzlies.
Giannotto and Jeffrey.
It'd be fun to watch, I know that.
And the Gary Parrish Show.
Be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your
home. 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 ESPN from Odyssey.
Turn a $1 wager into $100 on the Nationals or Orioles hitting a home run with BetMGM. Just use bonus code BETNOW100 when you sign up for the King of Sportsbooks and get ready for showtime. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com for more details and make sure to use promo code BETNOW100.
New customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Colorado, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, Washington, D.C., or West Virginia only. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, Nevada, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. And 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. In Tennessee, call or text the Red Line at 800-889-9789. In Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Promotional offer not available in Nevada.
Hey, hey, Mid-South, it's time to trade up at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah during the Trade Up to a Kia sales event. Hey, what's happening over there, Jeff Allen?
We got it going on, and we're ready to help you trade up to your next Kia. I've got a 2022 Kia Soul, not a lease, and 0.9% APR, $289 a month. 2022 Kia Sportage, 0% APR and only $365 a month. And if you want American made, we got it with 2022 Kia K5 now, $374 a month.
Plus, every Gossett Kia comes with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty program.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
All $29.99 down payment, 60 months, sold in 715-0981, 0.9% MSRP, $20,685. Sportage in 7979-540, 0% MSRP, $26,060. K5 NGO 950-54, 0.9% MSRP 25840. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 7/31/2021. Dealer stock only. Must finance through Kia on APR offer.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Stack's Pancake Kitchen for years. Now I'm doing it again and letting you know that Stack's is now open for dine-in, curbside pickup, and delivery. So you know where to go or where to order from if you want a great meal, especially a great breakfast. Everything is terrific, but if you're looking for my favorite item on the menu, it's the now famous Stack's Breakfast Burger. Go get it. You'll love it. Then you'll get it again. Stack's has two locations. One is at 4615 Poplar in East Memphis. The other, 7704 Poplar in Germantown. And you can check the menu online at stackspancakes.com.
We buy any car. We buy any car. We buy any car. Any.
Did you know trading in your car at a dealer could cost you money? A recent study found consumers who trade in their car pay an average of $990 more. So don't trade in. Sell it to We Buy Any Car. Learn more and get your free online valuation now at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Find out how much your car's worth at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Howie, it's
summer, so I know Robert Irwin Jewelers has got the Summer of 1,000 Engagements going on right now. This is our fourth year of our Summer of 1,000 Engagement ring sale. Danny, can you tell everybody what it's all about? Oh, you're going to walk in and quiz me. Okay, yeah, watch this. If you have a purchase of $1,500 or more, you get a free weekend getaway. How about that? We got a 100 on that quiz. It's the best time to get an engagement ring, and it's the best time to pop that question on that getaway. Exactly. Save up to 40%, free financing, 5 locations, or online at rijewelers.com. Thank you, Danny.
You're welcome, Howie.
Hey, listen up, Mid-South. It's time to get your new ride on at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat with the biggest Make This the Summer event you've ever seen. Check out 2021 Dodge Challenger at $389 a month. Power up in a 2021 Dodge Charger at $429 a month. And get adventure ready in a 2021 Jeep Wrangler Sport, now just $539 a month. And don't forget to check out the all-new 2021 Jeep Grand Cherokee L. Never a better time to trade or buy a new Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat from Gossett. So drive past the rest and come to the best, or shop online anytime at GossettMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motorcars.
Almost financed through Chrysler, 75 months at 3.99 APR, 3,500 down. Challenger MH586606, MSRP 31835, Charger MH602255, MSRP 33435, Wrangler MW663938, MSRP 40,650. Includes all rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 7/31/20.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Cooper Systems for years. The amazing work that Lee and Lauren Cooper have been doing at Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah office park. In fact, for 8+ years, because Cooper Systems, they've been a sponsor of the Gary Parrish Show since day one, and they've never left. That's a testament to them. It's a testament to you, and you've heard me tell you about the great work they're doing at Cooper Systems for a long, long time. Now it's time to hear from you guys.
Got a great deal on an Apple Mac from Cooper Systems. Literally half the price of the big box stores I just searched before I heard about Cooper.
I work from the road a lot, and one day my laptop got the epic blue screen of death, and I thought I lost all my files. Cooper Systems was able to retrieve everything and even installed a new drive to make my computer faster and better than ever.
I'm one of those people Gary always refers to is the looking up stuff you're not supposed to guy. Yep, that leads to computer viruses. Cooper can take care of you, and like the ad says, they won't judge you.
That's Cooper Systems. Call them 360-9679 on the web. You can check them out at coopersystems.com.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night,
there's a lot of meetups, eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get 3 things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. And engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
For the ones standing guard. For the eagle-eyed. For the knights in shining armor. And for all those who support them. We are Grainger, your experienced safety partner, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, committed to helping keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Welcome back to the Gary Parrish Show. It is GP's producer, Bennett Doyle, filling in today. GP's going to be back on Monday. He's enjoying a much-needed vacation. I got Connor Dunning here in studio with me. And we got to do Dinner to Go and get out of here.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
Well, we learned that Texas and Oklahoma are pretty much guaranteed to go to the SEC at this point. Dennis Dodd said that an announcement should be made within 24 to 48 hours. That's what he's hearing from sources at CBSSports.com. And we also learned that the Cleveland Indians are now the Cleveland Guardians, which, we're kind of on that. But, good on them for changing their name, I guess. And I think we both also learned that M. Night Shyamalan still has a special place in our hearts. Maybe not as much for Connor as for me, but I still stand by that the first 40 minutes of the movie, The Happening, are actually pretty good.
I don't disagree.
So you need to go back and revisit that. Don't poo-poo on that movie, at least the first 40 minutes, because it's actually, believe it or not, kind of entertaining, folks.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Biggest game tonight, I'm going to go with Major League Baseball, Cardinals at Reds. That's actually coming up at 6 o'clock on Bally Sports. It's a big series for the Cardinals. They are 49-48, Reds 49-47. Both these teams trying to claim and hold on to second place in the NL Central. Cards just took 3 of 4 from the Cubs. So big series here coming up with the Cardinals and the Reds. That's coming up here in just a few minutes on Bally Sports.
What should I watch on TV?
You got SmackDown on Fox. John Cena's back. The man himself is back.
That pop last week was awesome.
Ooh, that music, man. It hits different sometimes. John Cena is back. He is probably going to go face-to-face with Roman Reigns tonight. That's at 7 o'clock on Fox. You got the Olympic opening ceremonies. This is actually a replay. It actually happened super early this morning at like 5 a.m., but that's going to be tonight on NBC at 7 o'clock. Opening ceremonies, me and Jeff were talking about it, are always super fun, so you might want to check that out. A couple good movies back-to-back on IFC at 7 o'clock. Dazed and Confused, followed by Almost Famous, two of my favorite. That's a solid double feature. That is a solid double feature right there. I would say Almost Famous the better of the two, but Dazed and Confused is a great movie in its own right.
I would agree. Yeah,
Almost Famous is a classic. Both, Cameron Crowe.
Both top-tier movies.
Yeah, amazing. So that's 7 o'clock on IFC. And then I'm going to be watching Woodstock 99, Peace, Love, and Rage. That is 8 o'clock on HBO and HBO Max about the infamous Woodstock 99 concert. The trailer looks really good. That's going to be tonight. And Connor says watch Ted Lasso, y'all. So does Jeff. Everybody's saying watch Ted Lasso. So
$4.99.
If you got Apple TV, or you can, I guess you can do the free trial and then get rid of it if you want to. But Ted Lasso Season 2 premiered on that today. So check that out if you want to.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, read that Jeff Calkins story over at the Daily Memphian, dailymemphian.com. Why Memphis should be rooting for the end of the Big 12. Jeff made some great points in his segment earlier. I think that is the play. If you're Memphis, you just want the Big 12 to fall apart and all those teams to go running for other places. And hopefully someone will come over to the AAC. We'll see.
What's on tap next week?
Well, Gary's going to be back from vacation. I'm sure we're going to have a lot more to talk about with this Texas-Oklahoma situation, with them likely heading to the SEC. I'm sure we'll talk a little bit about the Olympics. It's NBA draft week next week. The Grizzlies are going to draft likely a brand new player, so we'll break down the draft a ton. GP has his latest mock draft out now. You can check that over at CBSSports.com. And we'll talk a lot of draft next week heading into it. It's Thursday night, right? Drafts this
Thursday
upcoming
night.
Thursday. Yeah, so we'll be talking about that all next week on the station. Make sure you're here bright and early Monday morning with Jeff Calkins at 9 o'clock, Jason and John at 11, Giannotto and Jeffrey at 2, and then right back here with us at 4 p.m. Monday on 92.9 FM ESPN. We appreciate you guys listening. Have a great weekend.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the...
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.